President Biden does what Republicans long demanded. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. He visited the southern border, going to El Paso, but Texas GOP Governor Greg Abbott was unimpressed.
He's 2 years and about $20 billion too late.
Abbott's demanding federal repayments for Texas dealing with a record surge of illegal border crossings as he faced criticism for busing migrants to cities like Chicago, New York, and Washington.
The president started his tour in El Paso at the Bridge of the Americas, El Paso's busiest port of entry. He saw firsthand how U.S. customs officials use technology to prevent drugs and other contraband from trying to come into the country.
Fox's Mark Meredith was there in El Paso.
The president got an up-close look at the U.S.-Mexico border. The president also saw a migrant assistance center. Humanitarian groups have repeatedly said that they have simply been overwhelmed by the sheer amount of people seeking assistance. The president was even asking them, what do they need? And they said that they simply need more resources, more money, more help.
Today, the president's in Mexico for a two-day summit with Mexican and Canadian leaders. Immigration expected to be a big topic. The House gets to work today now that Kevin McCarthy's finally speaker. First up, voting on rules to govern the House.
To secure the votes of GOP hardliners, McCarthy agreed to a set of rules that may not be an easy sell for some lawmakers. That includes not increasing debt limits without spending cuts and not bringing bills to the floor until 72 hours have passed.
Fox's Brooke Singman. In Ukraine, an attack is in dispute. Russia's military claims missiles hit two Ukrainian bases, killing hundreds of troops. Ukraine says no, not true, denying there are any casualties, saying the strikes hit civilian infrastructure. In New York City, you're hearing thousands of nurses who just went on strike this morning at two hospitals in a contract dispute that led to new agreements with nurses at several other hospitals. Those nurses got 19% pay raises amid big staff shortages. Mount Sinai and Montefiore will use traveling temporary nurses. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
It's back to work today for the first time this year at the Supreme Court.
This week, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case about a law firm's right to keep its communications with clients secret. In February, a case challenging laws designed to shield tech companies from liability for content shared by third parties. And on the Biden administration's plan to wipe out over $400 billion in student loan debt for 40 million Americans. It will also hear arguments regarding Title 42 on March 1st, a pandemic authority allowing border agents to turn away migrants at the U.S. southern border to protect public health. The High Court pausing the expiration of the policy in December, allowing it to remain in place until justices hear a challenge from Republican-led states. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising after Friday's big gains. The NFL's regular season ended with tributes around the league for DeMar Hamlin, with the Buffalo Bills number 3 being featured prominently. He continues to improve in his recovery from collapsing into cardiac arrest on Monday Night Football. Hamlin watched the Bills game from his hospital bed, and Buffalo scored on the first play, returning a kickoff for a touchdown in a 35-23 win over New England. Bills quarterback Josh Allen got emotional after.
It's been 3 years and 3 months. Since the last kickoff return, so it's pretty cool.
The Bills will open the playoffs against the Dolphins, who beat the Jets 11-6 to grab the AFC's last playoff spot. The Seahawks take the last spot in the NFC with a 19-16 overtime win over the Rams and a Packers loss to the Lions 20-16 at Lambeau. The Chiefs and Eagles will have next week off as the top seeds. Philadelphia wrapping up the bye week and home field advantage by beating the Giants 22-16 on Sunday with Jalen Hurts back at quarterback. Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Tonight, the big-time college football national championship game, Georgia versus TCU. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.